Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here as always, my co-host,
Graham K.
Graham K, back from the allure of the seas, huh? Back on dry land on Tierra Firma.
Yeah. I was on a cruise, Royal Caribbean, doing comedy.
Nice.
It's the second largest cruise ship in the world.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. They have there's like a mall, and on top of the mall is a park. And on top of the park is like apartment building balconies overlooking the park with restaurants on the park. And then on top of that is 4 swimming pools and 2 places to surf.
It's crazy. If you guys don't yet follow Grand
K. And a buffet.
Don't forget the most important part. A buffet. Yeah. Guys, if you don't yet follow Graham K on Instagram, follow him. He posted a picture of the boat, and then you're like, out of all the jobs on this giant cruise line, there's none more important than mine or something. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's like 18 stories high, and there's like it's like a little city. There's like 10,000 people on that boat.
It's crazy. What would they do?
2,000 employees. Making it run.
What would they do without the comedian, though? The whole thing would go to crap.
I know. And all the staff hates me. Like, they don't like the performers because we make as much money as they do in a month, in a week.
That's probably true.
It is true.
That probably is true. But stand-up is not easy. And if you don't believe me, go to an open mic.
Yeah.
Go to an open mic.
I worked hard for this.
Yeah, well, they're like, well, you just worked 20 minutes. Yeah, 15 years writing the jokes and then 20 minutes on stage.
Yeah. Did you do countless open mics?
For free?
For free at Auto Shrunken Head?
You had your feelings torn out through your heart?
No one listened? Yeah,
I love stand-up, but it's a tough gig. Mm-hmm. I was at the Comedy Store a few times this week. You can follow me guys on Instagram as well, Kirk Smith Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I appreciate it, and you can get you into some shows.
I'm at Graham K. Okay, we're doing this early. We never do it this early.
We're mixing it up.
You know, we're doing everything backwards. Holy cow! You know what? This is the Comedian's Guide to Autism.
You guys, you can do it. Good night.
Yeah. Here you go. Bye. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
But this is the Comedian's Guide to Autism. We're two comedians. I have an autistic brother. I'm Graham. My brother's autistic. He's Peter. He is a couple. He's 33 now.
Unbelievable.
He's killing it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You got an 18-year-old son.
I do. I have an 18-year-old son, severely autistic. I love very much. Spoke to him this morning, and we play this game now where I'm trying to talk to him on FaceTime, and he's trying to put his headphones back on. It's a pretty fun game.
A real, teenager.
And he knows he's not supposed to, so he'll laugh at me and do it. And then
that's fun.
The aide will take it back off, and then he'll laugh again.
That's a fun game.
I'm excited about this week's episode. This one is a good one. First, let's talk about your week in review, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Nothing too crazy. Got off the phone with Peter before I did this, and he's doing great. He's doing really well. I've talked about it a couple times on the podcast, but my mother reiterated the other day that she's really worried he's becoming a hermit, which is, you know, he's like me, he likes to spend a lot of time alone, but then he's becoming grumpy, and they're having a bit of an Indian summer up there.
Nice.
And I'm not sure if that's politically correct, but whatever.
Say Indian summer, right? It just means it's warm.
I think you can. Yeah.
Don't do any crazy chant or anything and then it's called it Indian. That would be crazy.
No. It's definitely not as racist as an NFL team's name. But anyway, it's super warm up there. It's like, you know, whatever, 80 something. And so they're like, you know what, it's almost October and it's like 80s, and they invited everyone up to the cottage.
Nice.
A bunch of family members. And everyone had a great time. They had to drag Peter up there. He didn't want to go. He wanted to stay at home and do laundry. And they're like, no, but he's like, I gotta do laundry. And my mom had like a big argument, and they finally got him up to the cottage with the family's there. Come on, dude. And he's like sat on the on the deck and just didn't take off his jeans and drank beer.
He likes his jeans, huh? Just drinking jeans,
old man.
Beer, and no shirt. Are you sure he's not from Tennessee or something? Come on.
No, he had a shirt. He had a Spider-Man shirt on. There was a couple Instagram posts of him doing his, like, you know, Spider-Man web shooting fingers at the camera. Reclining in a chair, drinking, like, two empty beer cans beside him. You know, but he wouldn't go down by the water. He used to love the water. He used to be a fish. He used to love swimming. No, he doesn't like the water. He doesn't like to take off his jeans. He didn't really talk too much. So my mom was like, hey, man. My mom didn't say hey, man, to me. But she was like, can you talk to him? Because he won't listen to me.
Yeah.
You know, he yells at me when I bring it up. And, you know, I'm not your little boy anymore, Mom. You know, he'll listen to me, sort of. So I had a chat with him, and I'm like, you got to do these every week. His group, Live, Work, Play, has like a, for all the sort of graduates, the people who have jobs and are older, they have like, they have like a weekly get together.
Yeah.
Where like on Friday, where they go out to a restaurant. They go to like a, you know,
right,
or whatever restaurant. Mm-hmm. And he's been canceling those lately.
Mm.
And so, you know, I'm like, Peter, you gotta go do stuff. And he's like, well, I see people at work. Pardon me. And I'm like, that's not good enough. You know, it's not the same. And he's like, well, you know, my volunteer, Brian, we have dinner once a month. You know, some guy who volunteers, like a big brother type guy.
Yeah.
Once a month. I'm like, that's not enough, you know? And he's like, I'll try, okay?
How's it going with the new jobs? Is he liking the new jobs?
He's loving it.
That's great.
He's loving it. He loves his apartment. He's back in his apartment. He was taking care of my parents on vacation, so he's taking care of the house and watering plants, taking care of the dog, and now he's back in his apartment, and he's really pumped. And he's going to buy new fish because they're all dead because he's a murderer.
It's murdered out of love. Out of love, they're getting murdered.
Well, that's another thing. I'm like, hey, man, Peter, bring a water sample to the aquarium place and ask if they sell any fish. Get them to test the water, and then once they tell the water's fine, ask if they sell any fish that last longer than a month. Because I'm starting to wonder if he's just buying
the mayfly version of fish.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was looking for. We call them. What do we call? We don't call them mayflies, but you get it. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like it's a plan. I like it. I think it's a good plan.
It's just a constant process, you know?
Yep.
When you think he's great, you know, and then he's all of a sudden becoming a hermit. You're like, all right.
Right. Well, you know, that's good that you talked to him. We need to have him on the podcast. Maybe next week we'll have a little interview.
Well, I'm going to be in L.A. in like, you know, less than 2 weeks. So
that's right.
So I'll be in studio.
Ooh,
apartment.
In studio, pause, apartment.
Apartment. And we'll record.
That's funny.
And then it'll be easier for us to do a call. It's hard to do two calls on this thing.
It is hard. It is hard to do two calls on this thing.
That's sort of why we haven't had Peter on in a while, because we don't have the technology.
We are not very technical. We have great hair. But that's it. That's it. And a lot of height.
A young man on the cruise, a guy, a performer, I was at the cruise bar.
Okay.
The staff bar. They have two bars just for the staff.
I like it already.
And, you know, they're all like, you know, 8 years younger than me. And then this guy looked, I called him maroon. He looked kind of, he was a nice guy. He's kind of cheesy. Like, he's a British guy, handsome, great head of hair, great singer, great guitar player. I called him, I forget what he said, but I called him Maroon 6. and he made fun of my balding hair.
Oh, burn! That had to hurt. I gotta be honest, that had to hurt.
He got me.
You're still thinking about it years later on a podcast.
Years later, a week later.
I know, but somebody will listen to this 6 years from now and be like, that really got to him.
I had that's not how time works, but I had so many.
I like the explanation. Thank you.
Yeah. I've had so many compliments on my hair lately, you know, and I thought I beat it. I thought I beat baldness. And
Maroon 6 saw right through the Rogaine.
Yeah, he got me. Anyway, that's my week in review. You got a big week in review. Let's talk about that.
My week in review, this was kind of tough. This was yesterday, Thursday. My son had an epileptic fit, had a seizure. I think you can say epileptic fit, right? I think that's still correct. He had a seizure, and which is always scary. You know, he's had at least four of the big ones, the Grand Mal, they call it, or it's, I think the technical term is tonic-clonic seizures.
More popularly known as Grand Mal seizures.
Yeah, with all your muscles like stiffen, you jerk around, and you lose consciousness too. And
jeez, man, I'm sorry.
Usually you're exhausted afterwards because all your muscles expended a lot of energy.
Yeah. Great workout.
I don't recommend it, but
if you do it,
make sure you count those calories. You burnt some calories for sure.
Yeah. Put that in your Jenny Craig.
I don't know if the Apple Watch tracks that, but
no.
But you're burning a lot of calories.
You climbed three stories today and two grand miles.
So so obviously we're joking only because it makes me feel very uncomfortable and sad, and so that's how I deal with it because we're comics. But it's a tough one, dude. It's tough, you know. It's one of those things that you're scared that he's gonna do a $1 million baby thing where you fall over and hit your head on something. It's like a freak accident.
Yeah, man.
So that's the.
Is he gonna have to become a? Is he? All right, wait. You're telling me that he, off air that he's been having these his whole life, right?
No, they started when he was 16. So that's pretty normal, actually.
I just swore. I'm sorry.
It will be edited out. It started when he was 16.
Oh, man.
And which is actually pretty common for kids with autism to get a little bit older. And so this kind of leads us into news. I'm just gathering myself here. It's a tough one emotionally.
And how often has he been having them, Kirk?
I think this is his fourth one that I know of.
So he has about two a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
There's always the chance that he, since he doesn't speak, could have one. Nobody witnesses it. And he's lying down at the time or something. And, you know, there's four that I know of. Yeah.
I see.
The first one was very scary. Fell off the bed, fell on the floor. And convulsed or shook so much he like gave himself a giant rug burn on his face and like rubbed a bunch of skin off the left side of his face like a lot. So
oh my God, were you there?
I was there for that one. Yeah.
Oh man,
that was a tough one.
Sorry, Kirk. I'm sorry, man. What does his nurse to say? What do his caretakers?
Well,
say?
Now it's time for more brain stuff. You know, they do. You know, this is one of the things, I know I come back to this a lot, but I was talking to a buddy of mine about, you know, we were talking a little bit about different spots for him out here. I'd love to have him here. But then something like this happens, and then he's in Sweden right now. For those who don't know, his mom was a Swedish citizen. So they need to have an EEG test, electroencephalogram, I think. I'm probably saying it wrong, but something like that. I'm close. Encephalogram? I don't know. Anyway. Well, they're just like, yeah, so then you just go and do it. Versus I feel like sometimes here they fight you tooth and nail for every little procedure. So yeah, that's the thing where they put the, it's not invasive, and they put those electrodes in your head to basically monitor brain activity. And analyzes patterns in the EEG. And and eventually they do, anti-epileptic medications option. You know, there's a famous comic out here. I don't want to say his name because I think this is public, but I don't want to say it just in case it's not. Who just found out, and he's in his late 40s or 50s, that he's got epilepsy. And he has to start taking medication. He can't drive or if he wants to drive, he needs to take the medication. The medication makes him feel terrible, so now he doesn't drive. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I talked to
from my hometown, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Is it public or not? I don't know. I don't think he cares, but I don't know.
I don't know. Let's not say it.
Okay. But yeah, that's kind of so you can have a diagnosis late in life, and so, well, anyway, this made us. Did I read this article yet? I don't think I've read it. Right? I got distracted because I was trying not to cry.
No, we have not. Because I was asking you questions.
So there's an article here, which is in the Record Courier, and I'm gonna struggle with his name because that's my thing. Ravina, maybe is the name of the place. Ravina mother raises autism awareness after son's death. A mother lost.
That's in Ohio.
In Ohio, yeah, yep.
We did research off air, folks. We are professional.
A mother lost a 2-year-old son last year, and is organizing a fight against autism in her hometown of Ravina Wednesday to raise awareness, and shows about she has 2 kids, and they both are struggling with autism, with the epilepsy. And the mother, Ms. Lambert, is 27, was having surgery when her son died in her crib from a seizure. Xander was diagnosed with autism. She recognized from a young age that his left eye hung lower than his right. He didn't talk much and was having seizures. Epilepsy is more common with individuals with autism. Basically, it's not a super informative article about, it just talks about, you know, that it's kind of an educational article, just talking a little bit about autism and its connection to epilepsy. And so that led us to another article. We thought we would do a little bit of research.
Yeah, I guess her kid had there's a certain type of seizure that can result in death. I think it's maybe grand mal, like every once in a while.
Yeah.
And it happened to her kid.
The statistics are low, but it's definitely possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what my son gets. So it's scary. It's, you know, it's like, not scary, like, but it's just like, it's one more thing that you're like, yeah, I would not
he's safe and right now, and he's got good care.
Yeah.
So
he was happy today. We had we played a little bit on the phone.
Yeah.
And, the statistics are that 1 in 3 individuals with autism spectrum, individuals with autism spectrum disorder also have epilepsy, which is a brain disorder marked by recurring seizures or convulsions. And it's very interesting about how sometimes this gets a little bit overlooked. Like, I didn't know this until my son was 16, to be honest. Did you know this already?
No, I don't know anything.
Well, you know that they don't like you on the cruise ship. You know that Maroon number 6 is a jerk.
I do. You're right. Maroon, stupid, handsome Maroon 6, dumb British accent.
8 years younger than me, better accent, better hair.
Jerk. Yeah.
And you can sing. Ugh.
He can get away with wearing a vest.
A vest. Wow. Oh, is he doing magic tricks?
Thumb ring.
Ugh. Oh boy. Okay.
Get out of town.
I lost all respect for him. But so then, if you're interested in more information on this, there's an article on Autism Speaks homepage about the connection between autism and epilepsy and some of the things you can look for. It talks about the different types of seizure. That's kind of interesting, and the treatments.
Yeah, this is quite the article. It's really. It really sort of lays out the different types of seizures. So if you suspect that your child or loved one might be suffering, be afflicted by one of these types of seizures, this is it really lays it out, the different types.
Yeah, the thing that's interesting.
I had no idea there were so many different kinds.
Yeah, it's weird. The thing that jumps out at me is, and I don't know anything, so yeah, you're right. It is... and it covers the sudden unexpected death. It covers a lot, which is, you know, tough. It's less than 1% of people with epilepsy, so it's not...
That's good.
Yeah, your chances of getting by a bus are probably better. I should look that up before I say that. But it's, you know, it's less than 1%. But the thing that jumped out at me that's very interesting, that that I think I knew this, but I didn't realize the severity of it. But you can affect it with a kind of diet. So
the all fat diet.
Yes.
Not all fat, but
yeah,
a
that's
lot
right.
Of fat.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I in passing somebody mentioned something, but I didn't get the impact that actually has. It's called the ketogenic diet. This type of diet.
It's the new hip diet, actually. This is not the first I've heard of it. But I have friends who are like losing weight off this keto diet. It's you just eat a bunch of protein and fat.
Yeah, but the part
and like
that
vegetables.
But the part that
but your body goes to like it's called keto state, where your body starts to act like it's not malnourished, but starving, where it starts to eat fat instead of carbohydrates for energy. So we don't know why, but for some reason, it really cuts back on the amount of epileptic seizures you have. And a lot of patients, they stop having them completely. And for almost all, even if they do have them, it is the severity of the seizures is reduced by quite a bit.
Yeah, it talks about
and you'll lose weight.
Go ahead.
And you'll lose weight.
Yeah. There's a lot of people out here doing this diet, but it talks about. I thought it was interesting that you want to have four times as much fat as protein and carbohydrates. That's a lot of fat. It talks about 1/3 of all children who try the ketogenic diet become seizure free, which is that's astounding.
It's astounding.
And the funny part is they still don't know why.
And
it says 1/3 also improve but have some seizures. But so for it to provide results in 2/3 of the people, man, that's really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's always scary when they're like, and we don't know why. It's like, oh my goodness. Aren't
so
you
there
doctors?
You go. tell your, ask your son's caregivers about it.
Yeah. So that's the next step. So, that we
maybe
need to
he'll
try.
Just become like seizureless and very ripped.
He does like bacon. So he is a big
fan
of bacon. So,
yeah, you might have to take some Lipitor when he's 40, but you know, whatever.
But that's it, guys. That's our weekly review. We had letters.
I'll read it.
Okay, go ahead.
In a time when my wife and I had very little to smile about, you guys brought the human back into autism and made us smile.
Oh, I didn't get that one. Yeah. I don't have that one. Okay, I wasn't included in that string or something. That's why I don't have that.
Okay. Yeah. When my son was diagnosed, I started listening to many autism-related podcasts. So many dehumanized the patient. The patient is my son. And then that's when he wrote, in time when my wife and I had a very little to smile about, you guys brought the human back into autism and made us smile. For that, we thank you for sharing your lives and helping us understand we are not alone.
Oh, it's nice, man. I didn't get that one, but that's really nice.
Well, he must like me more than you.
You've seen the pictures of your hair.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Sorry, I had to go on speakerphone, folks. So I don't know if it was as clear, but...
We're pretty organized here.
Yep.
Well, guys...
I appreciate the note. I mean, honestly, like notes like that help us keep doing it. Cause sometimes you're like, what are we... I don't know. Is anyone listening? But we appreciate it. And if you'd like to donate, patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com/autastic. You can donate $1 a week, $1 episode. So, I just had the hiccups. Anyway, can we do it?
That's it, guys. We did it. If you can take a second to follow us, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. We love you guys. Have a great week. You can do it.
Thank you.